Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, Dixie-Dunn, and ask report on Stephen Walsh, date of birth 9/25/1964, date of procedure May 3rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, referring physician is Dr. Michael Mercado. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, comma heartburn, comma change in bowel habits with diarrhea, comma colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure informs symptoms obtained, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug or exercise, possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, or expand to the patient. Patient is routed to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, service of monitoring anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphatic gas scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach junction, esophagus, or retroflex is obtained in the cardiac aorta section from the stomach before duodenoscope. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Under direct exam is normal. A well-lubricated lymphatic gas scope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice and cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of a cecal, mesecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bio Prep score. It was created as a 6,1-2-3. Patient died procedure well done. Any complications findings? The proximal and the esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 39 centimeters in pipe block with evidence of early grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line. There was a 3-centimeter sliding height of her. Oh, please go back. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation of the distal esophagus. Next line. There was evidence of a 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. There was a diminutive gastric body polyp that was more of a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the interim body peristology and through a letter H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema and nodularity. This was likely peptic duodenitis. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there was a poor prep overall, particularly on my right side. Comma Boston Bell prep score was great at 6. Comma 1-2-3, comma an aggressive amount of lavage suctioning was required to try to attempt to reveal the underlying mucosa on the right side. However, there was still persistent sticky green stool that could have obscured evidence of some flatter lesions or smaller polyps. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, biopsies are obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation for microscopic colitis given the diarrhea. Next line, there's evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. please go back to the upper endoscopy portion and also add patient was noted to have a reactive airway during the procedure, and the scope did need to be removed and then reinserted once his breathing and saturations were stabilized. This was addressed by anesthesia. Please go to the plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, given the poor prep. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled.